So, reality show star Dennis Hoff, a famous brothel owner in Nevada, just won the election by over 60% of the vote. First off, that's crazy enough. But what's even more interesting is that he's dead. He died last month at the age of 72. Right? So, oh my goodness, there's so many things. Look, first off, it's crazy. Another reality show star won the vote. It's crazy that he was a brothel owner and a very famous one. It's crazy that he won by over 60%. And like I said, the craziest of all is that he died last month. But the thing about it is Nevada rules state that his name can still be on the ballot, though, since he wasn't dead when he began running. Right? So the Republicans in the area basically said vote for him anyway, because obviously he won't be able to run the, district or whatever. And, we'll just put somebody else in his place. Otherwise, a Democrat would have took over. So that could be a main reason why a lot of people voted for him. But that's crazy how you can still be on a ballot even though you die. I'm sure that's not everywhere, but in Nevada, it's like that. And that's just like insane. And but I do think it's kind of progressive though, like for the brothel owner type thing, because he was for mainstream prostitution, which y'all know my ideas on mainstream prostitution. I'm not necessarily against it because I mean, first off, it'll be great for the economy. Two, it already happens, so let's get it, organized. And the same thing with weed, like let's just get it organized. Now people have a way to make money, right? And make it legally. And on top of that, you're not throwing people in jail for being prostitutes or throwing people in jail for trying to get prostitutes. You're as on top of that, you want to talk about the human trafficking issue. There won't be any more of that, or it'll be greatly lessened if it's made legal. That like what reason would you have to human traffic people if you could just do it, if you could just do it legally? Like people are voluntarily giving themselves because they need the money. It's no different than like porn stars having sex for money. But it's on camera. Take the camera away, it's prostitution. Camera in front. Do you realize that you just lift up your cell phone, start recording? It's not prostitution. It's a porno, which is legal. But you turn the phone. It's just a push of the button. You turn the camera off. Now it's illegal. You turn the camera on. Now it's legal. That's insane. But yeah, in his area of Nevada, prostitution was legal. A lot of people went there. Otherwise, you're stuck going to Tijuana. But yeah. So that's a whole crazy story. Anyways, let me know what you guys think. Peace out. I wonder who's going to take his place, by the way. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.